be the face of the company, help with the deal flow and help with the money flow. That's my job. Deal flow and money flow. So ask me about deal flow. I can definitely talk to you about deal flow. Talk to me about money flow. I can definitely talk to you about money flow.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the naked truth about real estate investing. I am your host, Javier Hinojo. And today's solo episode, I'm going to talk about don't be afraid of bringing on people into your company or bringing on team members or partners that are a lot smarter than you. Okay. So don't be afraid of that. I had some investors coming in from all over the country yesterday. I met them at the car club. I want to say 15 people, Seattle, Austin, pretty much everywhere, California, some from New York. They were just here checking out the market. We had some time to hang out for a couple hours and just chat about real estate, right? Just talk about multifamily and, the area, things like that. A lot of these guys, they're passive investors. So they just basically means that they just invest money in people's projects. So they were here, right? And they're asking me a lot of questions like, hey, how do you do this? Hey, how do you do that? How do you analyze this? How do you analyze that? What kind of cap rate? Well, what's the best loan term? I mean, they just asked me a lot of questions, a lot of great questions, actually. Great questions that they all asked. But at the end of the day, as crazy as it sounds, I didn't really have a lot of answers for them. You know, they're like, hey, so what kind of spreadsheet do you use when you talk to your property management company to get an update on your properties? I'm like, I have no idea, right? Like, I don't know what the spreadsheet even looks like or how to input all the data in there, right? But George, my COO, he knows how to do that. He's the one that's in charge of that. He's like really good at it. Super detailed, very organized, love Excel spreadsheets. So he's the one that does that, right? I just get the big overall picture, right? Like what's our gross income? What's our collections? What's our delinquency? And what's our occupancy rate? You know, and any major issues happening, right? That's all I really want to care about. You know, are we making money? Are we going to hit our pro forma? Are we going to hit our NOI? Right? Are we going to hit our income for the year? Everything else, I don't really know because that's not my job. You know, I say, hey, how do you analyze this? How do you do that? How do you add this value to this? Or how do you find, I mean, whatever it is, right? I'm like, you know what? Financially, I don't really know that either. Like I'm the dumbest, I'm the stupidest person there, right? I want to say I was probably the one with the most assets as far as worth. Like, you know, I'll just assume that, well, assumption is a mother of all fuck ups, but I'll go out on a limb and say that I was probably the highest net worth guy there in the room, or maybe one of the top two or three. And you know, I didn't know a lot. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's my acquisitions guy. I'm like, I don't know. That's my assistant. Like, I don't really know. That's my marketing person. Like, I didn't know. Well, ask my sales guy. I didn't know a lot of this stuff. I know just enough to be dangerous, right? Like, but I don't know everybody's position. I don't know exactly what they do detail by detail. And I have an idea what they do. And sure, I have a list of responsibilities that I have for everybody. I can open up my computer and pull up, you know, somebody's responsibility and tell them exactly what they do. But I don't need to know that, like top of my head. There's 20 plus people in my company. I don't know exactly what everybody's responsibility is. It's not my job. So how do I do a lot of the things that I do? You know, I just bring on people to my team that are a lot smarter than me, just a lot smarter than me. I was at a marketing meeting that I had in Cancun with my marketing staff and come to find out there was six of us there. Out of the six, five had master's degrees, right? So five out of six, guess who the only one that didn't have a master's degree was? Yeah, that's right. That's me, right? I was the only one. So I sat here and I said, hey guys, what are we going to do? Like, I'm not going to tell you what we're doing. You're telling me what we're doing. That's why you're on the team, right? That's why you're the expert. So let's roll. Let's get this thing rolling. How are we going to do what I want to accomplish? How do we reverse engineer it? How do we make it happen, right? So that's basically my job, right? My job is, as the visionary of the company, is help it grow. Right? Be the face of the company, help with the deal flow and help with the money flow. That's my job. Deal flow and money flow. So ask me about deal flow. I can definitely talk to you about deal flow. Talk to me about money flow. I can definitely talk to you about money flow and still reverse engineering that and trying to do it as least as I can, partnering up with people that actually do that for a living or really good at being a general partner and raising a lot of capital. Right? I said, okay, can I go out there and just raise a lot of capital on my own? Sure. Definitely could. Takes a lot of work. you know, time and energy, you definitely, I can do it, but I got a lot of stuff going on. I can't just be stuck raising money all the time. So I got folks that are general partners in other projects that I've talked to, connected, and say, hey, you know, next time you have a project, I want to be a general partner or help out with some aspects of the project, you know, some due diligence, you know, some construction side, whatever it is that we agree for the GP. Plus there's still a good amount of money to be raised, and maybe they can raise most of it or 100% of it. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I'll give away part of the deal for that. You know, it just saves me a lot of time and energy. You know, I'm in North Carolina, and probably I want to say over half of our money comes from California. You know, and a lot of these guys and ladies, men and ladies, are investors. They get off of work at, they're high income earners. They get off of work at 6 p.m. Well, guess what time it is in North Carolina? It's 9 p.m. So if I schedule a call for 6, 7, and 8, you know, that's 9, 10, and 11 my time. So I go raise money. My wife's like, hey, I guess I won't see you for a couple of weeks because I'm on the phone every evening, right? So, you know, partner up. Bring on team members that are a lot smarter than you, that built a better network than you. And it's okay to give them a piece of the deal. Don't be greedy. 100% of nothing is zero, right? So I'd rather have a small piece of a big pie. And just that pie keeps getting bigger and bigger. And if I have a small piece, my piece also gets bigger and bigger. So don't be afraid to bring on people who are smarter than you and just help you out in your company, or if you're partnering with somebody or you're hiring a new employee. I don't say, hey, people work for me. I say we work together, right? Hey, we all work together. As a team, we have our goals and everybody has their responsibilities. And probably the biggest choke is me, right? Because I'm like all over the place. So they definitely have to be on my case and, hey, we need this done by this time. So if we're slowing down, it's probably because of me, because I'm not getting them what they need to move forward. So hire the right team. Hire people smarter than you. Don't be afraid. Do you first try them out for 60 days and you interview 100 people, or do you hire fast and fire fast? I don't know. Maybe that's for another podcast, right? Maybe you should talk to somebody who has 1,000 employees. I'm not sure. Maybe it just depends on your personality or what you're trying to do, right? Do you want to just bring people on and let them duke it out and find out who's the best? I don't know. What's your strategy? But I'm going to have someone who talks about hiring on the show pretty soon, and just kind of how you structure that. But I'll give you an example. Like, I'm not the best person to hire people. Like, I don't want to do 30 interviews. For me, my brain hurts. So if I'm going to have my marketing manager hire a marketing person, right? They're the ones that do the interview. And maybe I just get the top three. If I have a decision to make with that, maybe if I want to be part of that for a particular reason, maybe I just look at the last three interviews. Or if she has like, hey, or this, she says, hey, I got two people really good. I don't know how to decide. And maybe I jump in and listen to the interviews, or I might just come in and just have a chat with them for 5 or 10 minutes. You know, I'm more of a people person. Somebody can interview very well, have a beautiful resume, but at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything, right? It doesn't mean shit. You know, let's see, do you going to fit with our culture? How's your work ethic? And you really don't know until like the first 90 days. It kind of sucks, but that's when you kind of really know somebody's work ethic after the first, you know, 90 days. Sometimes you know right away and you're like, man, I got myself a winner right here. Or sometimes you're like, man, I got myself a B player right here, and you got to cut that off quickly, right? There's no B players, right? Just hire A players. You put B players, we'll play all right. But when you come up with, I guess, an A player, you're going to lose most of the time. So don't be afraid to hire people smarter than you. I do it all the time. I bring on team members all the time who are a lot smarter than me. And I'm 100% sure that that's the right move, because that's why I'm hiring them, because I don't know how to do their job, or they'll just do it better than me. Heck, even if they do it not as good as me, but it just saves me time and energy, right? Now I have time to go find some more projects, find some more money, record some more podcasts, do some more stupid dance videos on TikTok and Instagram. So that's my take on hiring people who are smarter than you. Don't be afraid. That's just everything that I always say in my podcast, it's my opinion, right? It's not set in stone. It's just the way I do things. And we're all a little different, but, you know, take it for what it is. And for me, that is the naked truth. Make sure you follow us on social media, $1 billion multifamily and commercial real estate. It's a Facebook group, you know, Instagram and YouTube channel, TikTok and Twitter and my chat and your face and all that other stuff out there. Just search my name, click on the links, subscribe also to the podcast, leave a review. Now I'm going to have some giveaways coming up, and there's a lot of things coming up as well. So appreciate you listening. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo dot junior. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so, and you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training, and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.